to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate that deserves a lot of attention. It's called the Bank on Student Loan Fairness Act. It touches upon themes that need more action in American politics, like justice and equality. She wants the U.S. Federal Reserve to offer Stafford student loans that are subsidized by the U.S. government at the same interest rate that large banks get from the discount window of the Federal Reserve. Here's an excerpt from her prepared remarks. Let's face it, big banks get a great deal when they borrow money from the Fed. In effect, the American taxpayer is investing in those banks. We should make the same kind of investment in our young people who are trying to get an education. Lend them the money and make them to pay it back, but give our kids a break on the interest they pay. Let's bank on students. The Bank on Students Loan Fairness Act is my first standalone bill in the United States Senate. I'm introducing this bill because our students are facing a crisis. We cannot stand by and simply watch. This is about our students, our economy, and our values. The Bank on Students Loan Fairness Act is a first step toward helping young people who are drowning in debt. Unlike the big banks, students don't have armies of lobbyists and lawyers. They have only their voices, and they call on us to do what is right. Now, where is the justice when the stock market is at record highs, investors are becoming richer and richer, while there are too many middle-class and poor American citizens who are struggling to afford college tuition? And where is the equality of opportunity for Americans when it comes to actually getting a four-year college degree? You are much more likely to get a four-year degree if you have more income. Now, sure, college is not for everybody. But if you're willing to study hard, have discipline, and make the sacrifices needed to graduate with a four-year degree, you and your family's wealth, or lack of it, should not be an insurmountable obstacle. Thanks for introducing the bill, Senator Warren. And thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all there on my website, carltroutman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.